Thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio Berkshire with Phil Kennedy.
5 to 6 Thursday evening. That means it's Cassie Cavallaro from BBC's monitoring team, because they've been monitoring the world and they've come up with BBC news from elsewhere. We've got all sorts of things. We're off to Turkey and to Italy.
We are
looking at stories around the world. For a moment, in Bangladesh, the government cut off the internet. Can you imagine that here?
Well, no. What would people do? They'd have a panic, wouldn't they?
Gosh, can you imagine that? They wouldn't be able to go like that with their thumb and say, I like that, on Facebook.
No, they intended to cut off certain things, so like access to Facebook and WhatsApp, because they were worried about the reaction to this court verdict that happened the other day. But they apparently accidentally also cut off the rest of the internet, which left businesses quite in a bit of a pickle.
Yes, well, the thing is, you know, if they especially need to be paid or you use your cards and financial transactions, that's not good at all, is it?
It's not the best.
All right, so it wasn't a great week for the Bangladeshi government, was it? We've also got a smartphone app as well in Canada.
Yes, and this smartphone app is helping to track the population of moose in Western Canada, in British Columbia, because they're in decline, quite sharp decline in parts of that province.
Oh my goodness.
Up to 70% lost in some places, and they're trying to work out why. They're hoping that this smartphone app will help, you know, people to see where the moose populations are.
Okay, and obviously it's called the My Moose app.
My Moose, yes.
Do the mooses have one as well? Still here? Oh, bless them, because I mean they really are sort of one of the sort of things of
iconic,
of Canada.
Aren't they?
Yes,
yeah, iconic.
Moose and the maple leaf. Now, shall we go to Turkey and we talk meteorites here?
Let's. Yes.
Yes.
A village in eastern Turkey has made a small fortune after being showered with meteorite fragments in September. People who live in the village, which is in Bingöl province, work mostly in agricultural jobs, but they've collectively earned more than £1 million, about £230,000, from selling these chunks of space rock. Some villagers have even been able to buy cars or houses with the cash. One Turkish news report said that the meteorites can fetch up to £40 per gram. So the luckiest of the village's residents could be Hasan Beldek, who's 30. He found a 1.5 kilogram chunk after being pestered to go searching by his mother-in-law. He says he couldn't bear it anymore, so he went out, searched for a few hours, and then found this bright black stone larger than a man's fist. Now, he's already turned down, perhaps unwisely, offers of up to £80,000 for the rock, because he thinks it could fetch more among collectors. And any money that he makes, he says he's going to use to open a pastry shop in Istanbul with his brothers.
Wow. I didn't realise that it was so valuable, but I'm just having a look at the picture that comes with it, and you can see these bits of rock. They are remarkable-looking pieces of rock as well, aren't you? You can see why they would be attractive.
You wouldn't think it would space. Be so. Yeah, yes. You wouldn't think it would be so lucrative to be showered with bits of rock, but apparently.
Oh, next time I see a shooting star,
catch it.
Exactly. I'll see where it lands, if nothing else. Gosh, what an awful lot of money. Anyway, good luck to him if he gets some more money there. And we were talking earlier on about what Reading's doing in as much as in a climate change in its strategy and getting people to cycle to work. In Italy, they're going one step further.
They are. An Italian town is going to pay people hundreds of euros a year if they cycle to work instead of using their cars. The council in Massarosa, which is in Tuscany, has launched this pilot scheme, which is said to be the first of its kind in Italy. Cyclists are paid 25 cents for each kilometre they travel, up to a monthly cap of 50 euros, or about £35. That means that commuters who switch to cycling could pocket up to 600 euros a year. 50 workers are being included in this 12-month pilot, which will use a smartphone app to record how far people have cycled each day. And the scheme is being funded by fines that they've collected from traffic tickets around the town, which by law have to be reinvested in road safety schemes. And the local councillor called Stefano Natale says it will have a host of benefits, including obviously less traffic on the roads, health benefits, and just generally make the area more livable.
Fabulous. If you want to know more, what's the website?
We go to bbc.com/news from elsewhere.
And while you're there, you'll see a very cute picture of a penguin from New Zealand. And there are not many of them left?
No, it's said to be the world's rarest penguin, and they're not breeding enough.
Oh.
We need to help the penguins.
A yellow-eyed penguin. So you're going to go, to a penguin, you can do that. And also you can amaze your eyes. Feast on this picture of an amazing piece of artwork in Japan.
Yes, it's a subway train, and it's been made by all the remnants of tickets.
And it is incredible.
Amazing.
You've really got to see it. And that address again?
bbc.com/news from elsewhere.
Lovely. Cassie Cavallaro will be back next week, nipping down the corridor from BBC Monetary. BBC News from Elsewhere, look out for it.
Hear the action as Reading play at home to Bolton. The build-up starts.